From Storyflow.
This is your daily audio brief.
Theo here.
August 11th, Tech Desk. Five stories from the last 24 hours here is where I'd start.
Let's get into it.
First from latent.space.
AI news Muse, Glimmer and Spark. Open weights return personal superintelligence promise. Last week was the one-year anniversary of Zuck's original personal superintelligence essay, and MSL seems to be feeling a second wind this year as they slowly ramped up with the Dreamer acquisition, and then Muse SPAC, and recently Muse Code.
For a while, it seemed like MSL was being rather timid with the launches, but today that all changed.
Zuck returned with a hit sequel essay and released MSL's first real open-weights frontierish small LLM, with Spark to also be released soon.
Next,
second from Agentic AI. Black Hat USA ran August 1 through 6 at Mandalay Bay. DEFCON 34 ran August 6 through 9 at the Convention Center. And on Wednesday, we publicly launched the OSP Agentic Skills Top 10 with a panel called Skill Issue. If you want the origin story of the project, I wrote it up after the OSP Pro JEX Summit in Oslo. About candidate OSP Agentic Skills Top 10.
Black Hat and DEFCON 34 trip report, what Vegas actually shipped in Agentic AI security.
I spent the first week of August in Las Vegas. This post is not the recap.
The recaps are already everywhere, and most of them are press releases with a byline.
This is the teardown. Up next.
Third from RARS Rocket, 16 emails in 48 hours.
Apparently, the reason he chose to work with someone else was that they actually listened to him.
He's an old-school relationship guy, and for him, all those automated touches just proved that nobody was paying attention.
It's a pretty uncomfortable truth, but apparently,
volume follow-up and relationship selling aren't the same thing.
In fact, for certain buyers, they are opposites.
The machines that work well at scale can actually destroy trust with the people who write the biggest checks.
Fourth from RARS Rocket, the AI layer that was never running, I sat with a client this week and walked module by module through a marketing tool that had been shipped to them, keyword clusters that did not match the source data content that came out identical across different inputs to rank tracking.
Our throwing errors, the root cause was almost funny. The AI API key had never been configured. The entire intelligence layer of an AI product had never run. And nobody noticed because the templates underneath produced output that looked plausible. We added the key live on the call.
It got me thinking. Do you know which of your prospects need a machine turn off?
Like which ones need a more personal touch?
It's not just about scaling your outreach, it's about understanding who needs a human connection.
And then,
next,
fifth from 9 to 5 Mac.
Apple's 20th anniversary iPhone redesign reportedly remains on track.
Up next,
sixth from Computer World.
Meta's new local model forces enterprises to recalculate AI costs and ROI.
Meta on Monday rolled out a new 30 billion parameter AI model that is optimized to run on a PC or Mac with a single GPU to offer always-on local agentic workflows rather than relying on the cloud. The company has dubbed it Muse Glimmer.
However, its hardware demands, including a GPU with a minimum of 24 GB of RAM, could make it difficult to justify for deployment at scale.
Although analysts and consultants agree that there is a tremendous enterprise appetite for running models locally, determining whether switching more systems from cloud to local makes fiscal sense is much more complex.
And then,
seventh from SiliconANGLE.
Nvidia said today it has struck deals with Apollo Global Management Inc.,
BlackRock Inc., Blackstone Inc.,
Brookfield Corp.,
the Goldman Sachs Group, and KKR. The post, Nvidia taps Wall Street for $500 billion to fuel global AI infrastructure build-up, appeared first on SiliconANGLE.
Nvidia taps Wall Street for $500 billion to fuel global AI infrastructure build-up.
Some of Wall Street's biggest financial firms are partnering with Nvidia Corp to pour $500 billion of funding into the artificial intelligence industry's massive infrastructure build-out.
Next.
Eighth from SiliconANGLE, OpenAI expands Daybreak Cybersecurity Research Program. OpenAI Group, PBC, is expanding a program that enables cybersecurity professionals to use its models for vulnerability research.
Daybreak, as the program is called, launched in May. OpenAI today added two new access tiers called Daybreak Blue and Daybreak Red.
It also announced plans to enhance the guardrails that block unauthorized users from joining the post. OpenAI expands Daybreak cybersecurity research program, appeared first on SiliconANGLE.
Up next,
ninth from TechCrunch. OpenAI reportedly completed a $7 billion employee tender offer. OpenAI has bought back $7 billion worth of shares from employees at the privately held Frontier AI Lab as part of an effort to provide liquidity to its workforce. The deal, reported by Bloomberg, valued OpenAI at $852 billion, the same as its most recent fundraising round in March, which added $122 billion to the company's war chest. The company also filed confidentially with the Securities and Exchange Commission in June to prepare for a potential IPO later this year.
However, a tender offer suggests that an IPO may not be forthcoming soon.
And then,
10th from TechCrunch,
as AI led attacks multiply, OpenAI launches a new cyber model.
Every day seems to bring fresh news of an AI agent going rogue. Whether that's compromising Hugging Face hacking a gym website or creating its own fake profiles to socially engineer an intrusion, AI models are increasingly behaving like bad actors. So the AI labs that make the models doing the hacking are expanding their cyber protection offerings.
This week, OpenAI announced an expansion of Daybreak, its cyber defense service, which it launched earlier this year, not long after Anthropic released its cyber-focused model Mythos.
That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings.
Stay curious.
Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.